Dear brothers and sisters, we have been spiritually fed during these last 2 days. The choir music was superb. Those who have spoken have been instruments for the Lord. I pray that you will seek for the Holy Ghost to guide you in your study as you contemplate the truths taught from this pulpit. They have truly been heaven sent. 1 week from today is Easter Sunday. It is the most important religious observation for followers of Jesus Christ. The main reason we celebrate Christmas is because of Easter. The Come Follow Me lesson this week will prompt you to study the Savior's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, his cleansing of the temple, his suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane, his crucifixion, his glorious resurrection, and his subsequent appearances to his followers. Savor these sacred verses and find every way you can to thank our Heavenly Father for sending us his only begotten Son. Because of Jesus Christ, we can repent and be forgiven of our sins. Because of him, each of us will be resurrected. I also invite you to study again the account of the Savior's appearance to the Nephites in the Americas, as recorded in 3 Nephi. Not long before that appearance, his voice was heard among the people, including these words of supplication. Quote, "Will ye not now return unto me and repent of your sins and be converted, that I may heal you? Behold, mine arm of mercy is extended towards you, and whosoever will come, him will I receive." Close quote. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ extends that same invitation to you today. I plead with you to come unto him so that he can heal you. He will heal you from sin as you repent. He will heal you from sadness and fear. He will heal you from the wounds of this world. Whatever questions or problems you have, the answer is always found in the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. Learn more about his atonement, his love, his mercy, his doctrine, and his restored gospel of healing and progression. Turn to him. Follow him. Jesus Christ is the reason we build temples. Each is his holy house. Making covenants and receiving essential ordinances in the temple, as well as seeking to draw closer to him there, will bless your life in ways no other kind of worship can. For this reason, we are doing all within our power to make the blessings of the temple more accessible to our members around the world. Today, I'm grateful to announce our plans to build a new temple in each of the following locations: Retaliu, Guatemala; Iquitos, Peru; Teresina, Brazil; Natal, Brazil; Tuguegarao City, Philippines; Iloilo, Philippines; Jakarta, Indonesia; Hamburg, Germany; Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada; San Jose, California. Bakersfield, California. Springfield, Missouri. Charlotte, North Carolina. Winchester, Virginia. And Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. My dear brothers and sisters, I bear witness that Jesus Christ directs the affairs of His church. I testify that following Him is the only way to enduring happiness. I know that His power is descending upon His covenant-keeping people, armed with righteousness and with the power of God in great glory. I so testify with my love and blessing for each of you. In the sacred name of Jesus Christ, amen.